Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes! Get in! The final whistle goes at Anfield. Liverpool 1. West Ham 0. It was navy at the end. It was navy, navy, navy at the end. But Liverpool, the mentality monsters, just about get there in the end. It's Sadio Mane's goal, and honestly, it was the barest of onside goals. West Ham had big chances of their own. Fornals will be kicking himself. Lanzini will be kicking himself as well. But we can breathe a sigh of relief, Errol, because Liverpool just about get the job done.
Lad, I'm going to be honest. West Ham are probably kicking themselves that they've not got something out of that game.
And rightly
I'm,
so.
I'm sorry. You know, I really enjoyed that first half. I thought both teams played brilliantly. Both had opportunities. I thought defensively, the defences came out on top and we capitalised on our opportunity when it presented itself. But that second half, for me, West Ham had the bigger chances. I think they should have converted one of them. They didn't. And at that point, we need the Ali song on, or the Ali chant now, because you're counting on your goalkeeper and your defence to keep a clean sheet, because it didn't look like we was going to get that second goal at any point. I'm knackered, man.
You know what I would say, Errol? It's in hindsight, after that Lanzini chance, there wasn't a massive opportunity for West Ham. They had a lot of the ball, but Liverpool did stand tall. At times, it was a bit, you know, they were winning flick-ons, but they never really tested Alisson after the big Lanzini chance. But again, like I said, we mentioned earlier in the first half, they have 5 shots on target, remember? Well, they end the game with just 5 shots on target. They didn't test Alisson. It felt nervy because we didn't get the second. But if you think about it, they didn't, like, you know, there wasn't, it was the Lanzini miss. Is the sitter. And they'll be kicking themselves about that. But after that,
he should be putting that on target.
He really should. There was a bad miss.
He should be putting that on target.
After that, I don't think they didn't, like, it wasn't like Alisson was forced into save after save.
No. It wasn't like he was raining down on the goal. But
we just didn't control the game as well, did we?
No, we didn't control. But it felt for me that we looked likely to make a mistake. And that was what Day was going to punish us for at some point. And I know we don't go on to make the mistake, which is great, but when they did make clear-cut chances for themselves, defensively, we'd done enough. It almost looked a little bit last-ditch, which I'm probably not so used to us doing. It's either like, the goal that Norwich scored the other day, not last-ditch, it's just a wonder strike. And you think, well, there's not much your defence can do because they're not really set to block that. But in this opportunity, it looked like we was trying to dig in deep with all sorts of last-ditch tackles, blocks, clearances off the lines, and that's not vintage Liverpool for me. We seem to have a lot more control, especially in our defensive third, in those situations, and maybe a little bit exposed today. You kind of got to give, again, I've got to give a lot of credit to West Ham. Whatever Moyes has set them up to do twice against us this season, they fucking dug deep and done the best to try and get a result out of us. And, you know, we said before, you know, those records are there to be broken in a lot of respects, but this Liverpool team said, no, not today. You know, said that we did, 15, 20 to go. It's just going to show the level of mentality that we've got if we can see it out. I think between bringing Millie on, between bringing Jones on, between Jota having that little clip at the heels there on Fornals, they used every little bit of nous and experience that they've obtained playing as a squad over the last couple of years to ensure that they didn't slip up.
Hey guys, it's Steve here. Hopefully you are enjoying this podcast. Just want to let you guys know, if you want even more Red Men TV goodness in your ears every single show that we produce over on our subscription service, Red Men Plus, also comes in podcast format. So you can get all of our amazing content on the go. Hopefully you enjoyed that one, and hopefully you enjoyed the rest of the show.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Yeah, at the end, like I say, a bit of gamesmanship. Jota was happy to take his yellow. Milner was happy to slow the game down. They sent Curtis Jones on for 20 seconds to take the ball to the corner flag.
It's
like that Lanzini chances were in the 69th, 70th minute. Again, it feels worse because we didn't control the game well, but they didn't really, like, again, it wasn't like we were hanging on for dear life. It was just we couldn't get out. They were trying to pile the pressure on. And sometimes they're like, that's a title-winning, potentially title-winning game. Like, you know, you might not be at your best, and you listen, the opposition will be kicking themselves that they didn't get at least one goal.
It's not controversial that happened. As I say, I just believe that they...
It's the Lanzini miss at 69. Yeah, yeah. I wonder if he'd have scored, would we have had it in us to go again? Because what I would say is that Salah has an off day. Diaz has an electric game, but again, a couple of times his finishing let him down. Yeah, Sadio in and out. Yeah. Some really good, gets his goal, wins the game. His passing at times was.
Jota has one chance and fucking hits the roof of the car.
Yeah, so it was. We just didn't. The second goal wasn't really there.
It was never on the cards in the second half.
No, it didn't look at you right to say that. So that's where the nerviness comes from. But what I would say is that Van Dijk, Kanate, Alisson, Trent, Robertson, Fabinho, Naby, going backwards defensively, even Jordan as well. Like the best moments come at the back. Virgil won every header he pretty much had to go against. Big Ibu does really, really well against Antonio in what is a, you know, that's a difficult matchup. Mm. And Antonio got the better of him a couple of times near the end. But overall, I think Big Ibu just wins that one on points if it's a boxing match.
Yeah.
And I just think in the heat of battle, it's like, fuck it, it's 1-0, it's 1-0. It's a bit like the Burnley game. It was the same. Me and Paul were in the studio. It was like, we really could do a second. And he never got it. Mm. And it's only when the whistle goes and listen, if anyone, I went back and I cheered very, very loudly at that final whistle. But that was more relief. Yeah. But it wasn't like we were hanging on against West Ham. It was just, it's the thought, they're a set-piece team, they've got goal for this, they just need one ball to bounce. And they nearly have to one, obviously it's Antonio goes through, but Naby does really well to block.
There was other moments that you just think on another day, do they slot them and punish us? But I think the point you made there was, that kind of cut me deep, was if they do score on the 69th, do we have it, the legs to go again?
I'm not sure we did.
Or the ability to go again? I think that would have been 2 points dropped that they had scored.
I don't think we were getting a second, you're right.
I don't think we was getting a second in that second half. And does Klopp do anything different? I think maybe at that point, maybe Klopp tries to do the four up top. He probably gambles on that.
If he had to.
But, you know, but that's all ifs, but it didn't happen. What played out, Liverpool go out and actually see it over the line, which again, you mentioned also, when you look back at the end of a season. I remember, is it the season that we... Do we lose by 1 point at the end or 2 points to City at the end? Was the 1 point, weren't it? And we drew with West Ham. There was those two games in Leicester and West Ham. Yeah, and it was two draws. And you're looking at it, kicking yourself, thinking, that was the point. If we would have just kept our foot on them there and got those over the lines. So maybe now, retrospectively, in a couple of months' time, we'll look back fondly at this afternoon and think, you know what? That is where the growth has become in this team. It's in those games and in the business end. Because we had draws in the early exchanges of the season, and we was a bit pissed off about the way that we dispatched teams and we couldn't put them to bed. But it's at this business end when every single point matters and keeping on that winning streak. How many wins is that now on the back? Have you got any? Find out how many wins on the back is that back to back for us now, because it was the last draw we had, Tottenham.
So as long as, and I'll go through it all now. Liverpool's results this season so far. Then what since the last time we didn't win a game? Obviously we have the 0-0 League Cup final doesn't count. But in terms of the league, you have to go back. Obviously the Arsenal 0-0 as well.
12. The chat.
So we lose to Leicester. We draw with Chelsea. Obviously then since then, so we in the league since then we've beaten Brentford, Palace, Leicester, Burnley, Norwich, Leeds. And then today, so it's eight in the league, but obviously all comps, including the penalties and stuff. Yeah, we're unbeaten, look, since December the 28th, since then. A draw at Stamford Bridge in the league, a draw at Arsenal in the League Cup, and then a draw against Chelsea, which ultimately leads to the penalty kick. So yeah, there's an awful lot of green on there, and that's where Liverpool are right now. It can't always be 6-0 against Leeds.
No, and
at times, like, you've got to just dig in. Your goalie, your centre-half need to do well. You need a bit of good fortune as well.
But that's why they're the best in the league.
And a bit of shithousery.
Yeah,
and Jonathan there with the £2 super chat says, I love that Jota and Jones both came on to do Milner bits, and they did.
Yeah.
It was a bit, Jota just kicks a lad and takes a yellow just to slow the game down. Gamesmanship, you might not like it. It is what it is. Curtis Jones,
gets the ball on the edge of the box and does a U-turn towards the corner flag.
Bit of professionalism. I just think on another day, West Ham are thinking, if we had our shooting boots on, we could have got a point.
Yeah.
If Mo Salah and Luis Diaz had their shooting boots on, it could be 4-0.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. We couldn't quite get that second. Well, with some big chances.
Out of those three chances that they would have scored, the way that they fell, I'd have still expected them to have come away with one. I don't think they bury all three on another day. Not against us anyway. Maybe against another team, sound. But against us, you get three chances and you have to convert one.
It's the Lanzini one that he'll kick himself.
Yeah, because absolutely.
4-0, he's 1-1 with the best goalie in the world, and Alisson does well, Trent does well. Lanzini's got pretty much an open goal.
Yeah.
He just rushes it. And again, Alisson is close, but he's nowhere. If it's on target, it's a goal.
It's got to be a goal. And for our perspective, you know, we'd be banking on Mo to put that 1-on-1 through early doors.
Yeah, and if he does, he's full of confidence. Yeah. He might feel better. Because, by the way, Mo gets hooked, and Mo had one of his worst games. Liverpool performances. He was poor, and that didn't help us, because not only was he not scoring,
he wasn't doing anything. He kept
doing stupid things and giving the ball away, like a shot that would go straight to the goalie, or he should be passing, and that's why the ball kept coming back. And in the end, like I say, Lanzini's chance. We've just seen a replay over there, over the bar. They fluffed the lines, but like I say, we'll start wrapping up shortly. Then for you, those watching on YouTube now, keep an eye on the channel. Ella will be back in the chair very, very shortly with the fan reaction show. So head on over to the socials, get your thoughts in as well. If you are one of our YouTube members, you can use the live chat on that show. And if you're a club legend, obviously you can use the Discord chat as well. A bit later on the YouTube channel, again, I'll be over at the board for the player rating show. Again, use the live chat. Come and join me for that one. I'll need your help, and you can get a vote for your man of the match as well. And then streaming live later on this evening over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, will be the instant match reaction, where me and Errol will have half an hour or so to just gather our thoughts and consider everything what's going on. Because, like I say, this football club put us through the mill, but Errol, they keep on winning.
They do.
And that's all they keep doing. Just keep on winning, keep on winning, keep on winning. We'll get there slowly but surely, one step at a time. Like, thanks all you guys for joining us for the watch along today. It's been an absolute pleasure. The YouTube chat, the Discord, everything going on. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. Oh, up the 1-0 Reds. See you in a bit.
Peace.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.